This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The FBI is defending some of its efforts to prevent violence during the election season. Several activists say they were intimidated when law enforcement agents questioned them about possible plans for illegal activities at the political conventions. The activists charge law enforcement is trying to crush dissent. The Justice Department says agents are just trying to stop violent crime. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
21-year-old Sarah Bardwell is an intern with the Denver branch of the American Friends Service Committee, a Quaker public service organization. She says one day last month, she and her housemates were approached by four FBI agents and two local police officers. She says one was armed to the teeth.
They told us that they were doing preemptive investigations of possible anarchists and terrorists.
Bardwell says she and her friends are all politically active, but she says the group had no plans to attend the political conventions, and she still doesn't know why agents targeted her and her friends.
They asked if we were planning any criminal acts around the RNC or the DNC, if we knew anybody who was planning any criminal acts, and that if we knew of any criminal acts being planned, that it was a crime if we didn't tell them that.
Bardwell says she had nothing to hide, but she and her friends decided not to answer any questions. Mark Silverstein of the Colorado ACLU says that was the right thing to do because these interviews are not really intended to gather information.
Those are not the kinds of questions that are designed to elicit information. They're the kinds of questions that are designed to intimidate.
The FBI confirms members of the local Joint Terrorism Task Force did question the group as part of an ongoing investigation. But the Bureau says agents are not randomly canvassing protest groups, as the ACLU and others have charged. Mark Corallo with the Justice Department says the FBI is not allowed to conduct interviews like these without cause.
There must be some intelligence or a tip, in layman's terms, that individuals are either about to or have committed criminal acts.
That's the rule, but it is less than ironclad. For example, the Bureau has been conducting what it calls voluntary informal chats, largely with Muslims in the U.S., in an effort to collect information about terrorist threats during the election season. Those chats have been going ahead without firm proof that a specific crime is being planned. Mark Corallo says these interviews are not an affront to free speech because
there is no First Amendment protection for criminal activity. We all know that.
But in practice, it's difficult to know just how strong the FBI's evidence is. The Bureau routinely refuses to discuss ongoing investigations. Denise Lieberman of the ACLU of Eastern Missouri doubts that agents had a good reason to question three young men in her state about
whether they were aware of any criminally disorderly conduct that was planned to take place at either the Democratic National Convention, Republican National Convention, presidential debates, the elections, or any other activity.
Lieberman says the three men who've asked to remain anonymous were subpoenaed to testify before a grand jury on the same day they'd planned to go to Boston for the Democratic Convention. That stopped them from protesting. Whatever the FBI's motives, the question aren't deterring everyone who's been approached. Sarah Bardwell of Denver says her experience only strengthened her commitment to free speech. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.